The number one app right now on the Apple or Google App Stores is not TikTok or Instagram or some viral game. It's Signal. Signal is the encrypted messaging app that's popular among journalists or activists for its privacy. Endorsed by Edward Snowden originally and most recently by Elon Musk, Signal's been around since 2014, but everybody is downloading it now. So what's the big deal? How private really is Signal, and why is everyone flocking to it? Recode's Ronnie Mola is here to explain. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Teddy.
Why is Signal so popular right now?
Okay, there's three reasons. WhatsApp, its Facebook competitor, another encrypted messaging app, has changed its privacy policy, upsetting people. The Capitol riots, usually after any sort of social unrest, people download this app. And then finally, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world now, tweeted about it. He said, "Use Signal."
Two words.
Yeah, that really made a lot of people download it. In fact, on Friday, Signal went down because so many people signed up.
So let's dive into each of those. So you mentioned a privacy update at WhatsApp, right? Which is the massively popular messaging service owned by Facebook, very popular overseas. What did WhatsApp change about its privacy policy?
So it just changed some language that made people think that you were going to have to share your contacts and some other information with Facebook. Mm-hmm. They came back and said that that's not actually what the language meant, but people widely interpreted it to be that.
Okay.
So actually the privacy policy update doesn't look to be that bad, but everyone already thinks that it's bad.
People aren't going to dig into the details here.
Yeah, it's owned by Facebook, so I feel like that's like enough for some people.
Yeah. I mean, how is Signal different from WhatsApp when it comes to privacy?
They're not that different in the sense that they're both end-to-end encrypted. That means that it's encrypted on both sides, and you know, no one's supposed to, if they intercept your message, it's supposed to look like garbled text. The difference is the ownership, I think.
Mm-hmm.
One's owned by Facebook and one's owned by a nonprofit that's committed to not selling it to a big tech company. Actually, WhatsApp's been sharing your data with Facebook since 2016, but it's just a pretty small amount. It's just your phone number. Everyone's sort of mad about this privacy update, but it actually doesn't mean you're going to share anything more with Facebook. But since so many people misinterpreted the privacy update, the company said they were going to push it back till May.
And WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, right? So a lot of this is about perception. Even if WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted also, it could just be seen as less secure.
Yeah, and it's not hard to imagine that Facebook would like to eventually make some money off of it and, you know, incorporate some of its information into its ad network.
And is Signal going to be a nonprofit for forever? I mean, WhatsApp was an independent company too at one point, right? And then it got bought by Facebook, and suddenly all these people are using a Facebook product. Could the same fate come for Signal?
That's what the people who founded Signal say. They say because it's a nonprofit, they can't sell to one of the big tech companies. It just makes it a little harder, less likely, and they just don't want to. That's like built into the ethos of Signal. One of the founders actually is also the founder of WhatsApp. It was sort of a messy breakup with Facebook. He left after Facebook bought WhatsApp and around the same time started working with Signal.
Mm-hmm. And how big a deal do you think the Capitol riots were? You mentioned those earlier. Can you just walk me through the logic here on why the riots might explain why more and more contacts of mine or yours or listeners might be joining Signal in the first place?
So it's hard to know for sure if, you know, people who are involved in the Capitol riots are now Signal users. But every time there's been sort of the perception of social or political unrest, Signal sees a lot of downloads. When Donald Trump was elected, a lot of people downloaded the app. Again, the Black Lives Matter protests this summer, a ton of people downloaded it. The idea is that, you know, if you're doing something that could even be perceived as illegal, or if you're just worried about the government or things like that, you want an app where you feel like your communications are secure. So you don't know for sure that people who maybe have been deplatformed from a bunch of social media companies need a different way to communicate, but I would speculate that that has to be the case in some instances.
So apps like Parler and Telegram have been linked to the Capitol riots, or at least in the aftermath of the Capitol riots, more and more folks are flocking to them. Has Signal had any of the same sort of concerns? I know, obviously, private platforms can be used for good and for evil, and for people who are joining Signal for its privacy protections, that can be abused, right? I'm curious if Signal has had any similar troubles.
The concern is certainly there, but the nature of an encrypted app, like Signal, means that we don't really know. They have been subpoenaed before for a trial, and they were only able to turn over like very little information about the user, sort of like when they started their account and the last time they were on the account. So they say that, you know, in the event of law enforcement wanting access, they wouldn't really be able to give that much.
And so what do you think the future of Signal is? I mean, is this just going to be a fad that is popular at a specific time when there's a lot of concerns about privacy? Or could you see this being a secure platform that is pretty popular into the future as more and more people are looking for alternatives to Facebook products?
I think people are requesting privacy in general so much more that even the apps that we didn't think of as being very private are starting to adopt these privacy elements. I think there's a New Yorker piece where they talk to the guy who founded Signal, and they say, you know, what happens if everyone does this and that you don't need to exist anymore? And he's like, oh, then we could do something else. Good.
Roni Mulla, thanks so much for joining us. You can read more of her work at recode.net.
Thanks for having me, Teddy.